Eternity. Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1879.
I am sorry, dearest, but the Queen insists that I go to Balmoral, and I simply cannot refuse.
Lord Melford spoke very apologetically. His wife, however, pouted her lips and then walked angrily across the room.
"How could Her Majesty upset everything, just as we have planned it?" she asked. "I think it's most unfair and very annoying."
"I agree with you," her husband replied. "But I'm afraid, my dearest, our Paris trip is off for the moment."
Penelope Melford reached the window. As she stood gazing out, her husband thought that the sun catching her dark hair was very attractive. His wife was one of the great beauties of London, and when she had come out as a debutante, she had been a sensation. He had married her before she had time to be spoilt, and after they were married, she became an acknowledged society beauty. While he was very proud of her, he often thought that having such a beautiful wife was a great responsibility. Lord Melford was much older than his wife, and he was nearing 45, while Penelope had just celebrated her 27th birthday. She had, of course, enjoyed marrying someone who was so close to Queen Victoria, and who had such a fine reputation in the House of Lords. Needless to say, the other debutantes were jealous of her. At the same time, she had learned, as she grew older, that she had a wide choice of men who surrounded her every time she appeared at a party. It was not only the perfection of her features, it was also the dazzling white of her skin and her large eyes with a touch of green in them. Penelope was vivacious, amusing, and witty. She was brought up by a clever father, and she knew exactly how to appeal to a man's mind as well as his body. She recognized now that her husband was definitely worried at having upset her, and so she turned towards him with a smile on her lips.
"Of course, Arthur," she said. "You have to do what the Queen wants, but I was so looking forward to being in Paris with you."
"We will go to Paris another time, I promise you," Lord Melford answered.
She drew a little nearer to him.
"I was just thinking," she said. "I have ordered a gown which I must have for the ball at Devonshire House."
There was silence, and after a moment she went on.
"You know that you always want me to be the most spectacular person there, and it is really a wonderful gown from the designs they sent me."
Still, Lord Melford did not say anything. After a long moment, in a small and almost childish voice, Penelope said,
"Perhaps, dearest, I can just run over for 2 days for the gown and then come back."
She gave a sigh and added,
"And there will be nothing else to do while you're away."
Lord Melford considered this suggestion.
"You cannot go alone," he pronounced.
No, of course not," Penelope agreed. "But I could take my Aunt Muriel with me. You will remember Lady Lindley. You have met her several times at family parties. She is dull, but very reasonable."
Lord Melford laughed.
"I'm sure she is. I think if she went with you and you stayed at the Vicomte's house, which he has offered us, you will be safe. Equally, I shall worry a great deal about you."
"I will be very well behaved, and then come home as quickly as possible," Penelope promised him.
Her husband put his arms around her.
"I doubt you will be any of those things. But at the same time, my dearest one, I know you need that gown, and therefore you had better go to Paris. But promise me you will be good."
I promise, Penelope cried. "But, dear Arthur, it will not be the same without..."